Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here. So, we did, I thought Wednesdays were let them cook.
Yeah, but remember we decided to move it because this is our third day. This is our Wednesday.
Oh, this is our Wednesday.
Because remember we did, what did they do? What did we learn on Tuesday?
Yeah. Right. So we don't want to have back-to-back really great segments.
Yeah. Oh, right. And there's another one. You know what we did yesterday? Today's Thursday. Yesterday we did, man, that's crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
Remember the crazy stories? I just invented that called Man, That's Crazy.
Man, That's Crazy. Yeah.
That's a new segment we have called Man, That's Crazy. If you guys want to make up segments for us,
because
we're coming into, summertime where things, you know, slow down. And so.
How about this one? I got a segment.
Yeah, what's it called?
What You Wearing, Girl.
Okay. Well, tell me about it. What is that? How do we play?
Girls call in. The ladies call in, and they tell us what they're wearing. Okay.
And do we have a voice like Spencer say?
Yeah, Spencer says,
what you wearing, girl?
Hey, girl. In that Spencer, sexy Spencer voice? Hey, girl. What you wearing?
Okay, so we're going to have a new segment called, all right, let's talk about that off the air. Hey, girl, what you wearing? All right, that's one.
Okay, we got that coming up. Okay, well, that's in the planning. That's in the process.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. If it's not for us, but for listeners, we could have one where people call in and give their favorite Instagram accounts to follow, you know, to go check out.
Oh, yeah. We could have, what's a great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, give us Instagram name, you know, like Insta follows. Where guys will find out different people, and it may be lifestyle things like, you know, yeah, maybe workout people or models or whatever, but it could also be like cooking people and golf people. And
why don't you just do whatever with a prostitute, okay, if you want that, okay?
You can't just say that without any context. My daughter just said that because I joked that, ooh, look at this Rubens painting, because everyone in Rubens is naked. Why don't you just go ahead, you know what, with a prostitute, if that's your attitude, like,
Whoa.
We're in Amsterdam. You can't say that out loud.
Because it happens all the time. So when we come back, so get it ready, because we're going to let them cook. We're going to let you cook in the next segment. In the next segment, we're going to let you cook. So get your cooking ready, okay? If you've never heard let the man cook. Then let him cook.
Somebody had another idea.
You have to cook and tell us something that
hot
is like,
take,
wow,
like something
hot
that
take.
It's
your hot take
going off the top. But
because your son, your kids, they all have hot takes. Mason is a hot take expert.
Oh my God, he's the one who invented.
Yeah.
You should have a segment called "Let Them Cook."
Yeah,
because and he has one now, and I told him you need to wake up. He's out of school now. He said, at what point during the summer slog can we expect another Bitcoin segment? Somebody wants to know. Tyler wants to know, when can we expect another Bitcoin segment?
So if you never heard our Bitcoin segment.
We accidentally had two. It was on us, though.
Yeah. If we had two segments about, what the hell is Bitcoin anyway?
And then we got answers.
Yes, and it was terrible radio. Anyway, we got let him cook. In the next segment. Right now, let's talk a little Texans. We haven't talked about, you know, their OTAs, what's going on over there. C.J. Stroud is getting the first team reps. Surprising or no?
No, I don't think so. I think you got a new. This isn't the Bill O'Brien or Lovie Smith, you're a rookie, you got to earn it thing. I think the Texans are saying, look, let's give him a chance to. I think this is something to build up the confidence early. They're not going to pit him again. I don't think you can take the chance of having Davis Mills play well in slot number one in camp and then having other players say, hey, why isn't Davis Mills the quarterback right now? he's clearly the better than C.J. Stroud.
Because they saw him last year?
Yeah, see, I'm not sure that would actually happen, but do you want to take that chance that Mills is more in control of the offense and C.J.? I'd rather have C.J. as the number one guy, and then if it's so bad that you have to flip it, then so be it. But give C.J. a chance to work with the very best now. And the very best is a relative term.
Well, apparently, during the rookie workouts, first of all, the terminology, CJ's got to get. He's got to get into the huddle. He's got to know where everybody is going to be. He's got to take snaps under center now, which he never had to do before. So he had a lot that he had a lot on his plate in the, during the rookie workouts. Apparently, Bobby Slowick has said, or Gerard Johnson has said, man, he has made a big stride just from that to this. Listen, it's no big deal. It's no easy transition where you never took snaps under center to get under center now in the NFL. And this is a whole new ball game. You see the field totally differently from under center than you do from the shotgun.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
There's different footwork from under center. Yeah, way different footwork way getting different. Into it.
And so he's got a lot. Not only does he have to read NFL defenses and all the complexities of that and everything that goes into learning an entire offense in an offseason, but he's also got to, adjust his game. And he's doing, apparently, he has taken major strides already. Here's Bobby Slowick talking about C.J. Stroud so far in camp.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Really, all the rookies in general came into, from the get-go with a mindset of they were going to attack this thing. I mean, they've all been mentally in the classroom. They've been getting after it as far as putting the time in. They came to work. They've been buying into what we're telling them to do on the field. Yeah, it's similar to what Burke had just said when he was talking about the overall philosophy. Like, everything we do really as a football team starts from minutia and grows up into an offensive side of the ball, and then from there into the team. And there's a lot of fundamentals and techniques that go along with that at every position. So quarterback, receiver, back, all the way across the offense. And they've all really came in and attacked it as a group, which is probably one of the coolest things to see with CJ is it's not just him alone. They're all doing it together. And he's been awesome. He's been putting the work in. They've all been coming in for some extra work. And doing stuff on their own when they're away from here. They've been doing great.
Good. That's all good to hear. All really good to hear. And, like we said before, C.J. apparently had some issues with the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, so he went right to Ryan Day.
Yeah.
He's got no choice.
That's a true
story. He's got Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, that's a true story.
He's got no choice.
Because he knew Day was the guy that kind of was the architect of the offense. Yeah. So he just worked with him. I'm sure it will be diminished like it wasn't a big deal. But I know this is accurate, that it was – he just didn't think highly of his quarterback coach. So, that's where some of the background stuff you heard about, some of the coachability or some of the, whatever you heard behind the scenes. Now he's really got to get along with Bobby Slowick because – and Gerard Johnson – Gerard is going to be his mentor, I think, as the quarterback coach, and then the guy who's the architect of the offense is going to be Slowick, and they all need to make it work. I'm trying to find, here it is. I'm going to say, I'd like to find how many plays they ran out of the shotgun. I'm going to look right here. Plays the, let's see, offensive plays. So a total. So out of shotgun, they had 700. Let's see. If I do this, it becomes. So they ran 1,275 offensive plays to San Francisco 49ers last year. Interesting. And 706 were out of shotgun. Some may look at, much more than 50%. That may shock some people. I'm actually surprised it's that low.
That low.
I would have thought it was even higher because Kyle Shanahan put in pistol for RG3 when he came out of Baylor, which is a huge change for Mike Shanahan's offense. Like, everything had been under center. A big part of it is how many steps it takes on the outside zone before you get to the mesh point to hand off because it creates flow. So it's all of a timing-based thing. So when you go out of the pistol, it was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, listen, how many yards did Arian Foster get off of that play?
Oh, it was huge.
That Arian outside, was the outside, outside stretch handoff. Play. Yeah.
It's huge because it gives him a chance as he's – so it's usually three steps or – no, it's – I think it's one and a half. I'm trying to remember. The mesh point's different. So it gives Arian a chance to scan before he even gets to the ball. He's scanning linebackers and making
and
his
cut
reads.
Cutback lanes.
Making his reads in to tackle. There's certain reads that you'll teach him. And that's why the timing, the mesh point gets there quicker. Gary Kubiak talked – I asked him about it one time. At a pistol, it gets there quicker. I hate the outside zone out of shotgun. I hate it with an offset back because you don't – It's a stretch wide, and every offensive lineman and O-line coach will tell you it is a play that's destined to fail. So a lot of the outside zone stuff has to come out of, I think, under center. So it is going to be important
for
him to learn under center.
No, absolutely. The one thing I can see out of the shotgun is the quarterback catches it and then pitches
the pitch. Turn it into a quick pitch.
Right, a quick pitch. That you can run an outside zone on. But, yeah, we're going to see a lot of that. Who's going to have – I wonder who's going to have more success on that outside zone run, Pierce or Singletary? I wonder if Pierce is going to be that kind of guy or if he's a quick hitter.
No, Pierce can run outside zone. He's a one cut, and it's perfect for Pierce. He is a plant and go back with very little change of direction. This is going to be – Pierce is getting ready to have a year now. Damian Pierce, for me, I think he's going to go – over 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns. I think we're about to see a big year from Damian Pierce.
That'd be awesome.
Big year from Damian Pierce. It depends on how many carries they give him relative to Singletary. You know, I think what's the usage rate, but I think Damian Pierce is going to work great in this offense. I like the fact that Juice Scruggs is here. I'm not 100% sure that he's a great fit for the outside zone stuff in terms of getting up to the Mike linebackers and making some of those blocks on the second level. That's the one question that I had about him coming out, but I'm looking at 49ers had 434 rush attempts from under center, and they had 184 from shotgun. So, you know, the difference is who you had, Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy. All those guys, I got to remember what Brock Purdy did. I think they were out of the gun a lot at Iowa State. But with it's only out of the gun. I should double check that. But I feel like it's primarily out of the gun at Ohio State. So yes, these are you played quarterback.
Yeah.
Learning footwork and stuff, it's a big deal unless he's done that. And I'm not sure that the Stroud has done a lot of the footwork stuff. But it's you know, I mean, you learn it. You learn it pretty quickly.
Yep. All right, when we come back, let them cook. Let that man cook. Let him cook is up next.
We've already got somebody who cooked today. Somebody has
already cooked.
Gilbert. They were cooking.
Gilbert cooked today already. Man, why didn't we play that when Gilbert said heat in five?
I know. Don't worry about it.
Let him cook.
If you want to cook,
you have a hot take. You have a hot take
the
right now.
The spiciest takes.
713-780.
Only the spicy takes in honor of Skip Bayless having no co-host anymore.
And let him cook next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Right now, though, you want to talk about who's cooking. The Chastangs are cooking over at Chastang Ford. The Chastangs have been cooking for over 80 years in this city. The Chastangs have been cooking up great deals for you on the vehicles. You don't want to pay over. You don't pay MSRP on order vehicles at Chastang Ford. You don't get any add-ons. You don't get any markups. You just get the vehicle of your choice the way you want it, customized perfectly for you every single time. Not what they want you to have. Not that extra $3,000 that the other dealerships are trying to get. Oh, no, you need air in your tire. What? Yeah, what? Yeah. Oh, no, you have to have leather seats. No, I don't. You have to have that sunroof. No, I don't. I don't want the sunroof. I don't want this is how I want my vehicle. This is the price that I want to pay all the time. They don't care about that at other dealerships. What they want is to mark that car up as much as possible, get you as many of the different options as they possibly can so the car is as costly as it can possibly get, and they make more money. That ain't the way they do it at Chastang Ford. They want to sell you the vehicle you want and get you in that car or truck at the price that you have to be at. That's happening every time. Find out for yourself. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?
time now for Now What Did We Forget? With John and Lance. I don't know if you guys saw this, but dude, this happened.
Gilbert, do you have any idea who's going to win Denver versus the Miami Heat in basketball?
I picked Miami Heat.
Really?
You got
in how many games?
In five, probably.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm putting this up right now.
Wow.
I'm finding
Gilbert
action.
Says Heat in five. Holy crap. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's
yeah, that
really
is pretty good,
good
if it happens.
I said let him cook.
Gilbert was cooking.
That's how you cook.
That's how you cook.
And he's coming off the Astros will win Tuesday, then they'll lose the series Wednesday. Gilbert has been cooking.
And, like, and Gilbert, you're going to die in 2027.
No, he said.
No.
I asked. He's like, no, I never said that.
Yeah.
He never said it. I must have misremembered.
Okay. All right, Andy Pettit.
I misremembered.
You're misremembering. Okay. Okay. So do you think you can cook like Gilbert? Gilbert is a master chef. Okay. Can you cook like Gilbert? 713-780-3776. Bring it if you think you can. Do you have a hot take? Do you want to cook with gas? Let's go. 713-780-3776. Are you going to cook this morning?
I got to think. I got to think if I've got anything to cook about.
All right. I remember when I cooked the a couple of weeks ago, and I think I'm going to be dead on. Is that Davis Mills is going to have the big great
35
season?
35 touchdowns.
35 touchdowns.
He's got a. To do that, it would take a momentous flop from C.J. Stroud to lose the starting job.
Right.
It would be
right.
It would really be. Could there be anyone in Houston happy about a 35 touchdown Davis Mills? Would it be the saddest 35 touchdowns
no.
in franchise history for or, anyone?
Yeah, no,
no, nobody, in, nobody is behind Davis Mills in the city.
No, not one person. No, except
and if
that,
Davis
maybe,
Mills went 35,
Davis
35
Mills
touchdowns
wife.
And they won 10 games. And they got to play.
Oh, no,
they,
no, that would be exciting for people. Absolutely.
But then you'd have to be face to face with the realization that what do you do with C.J. Stroud? Like, I guess it kind of be like the Trey Lance thing in some ways, only because Trey was the third pick, and now everyone's like, well, he's with Trey Lance.
Right.
I mean, Mr. Irrelevant is beating him out.
But, by the way, he started throwing. Brock Purdy threw for the
yeah.
first time yesterday.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Trey Lance threw 20 times as much yesterday. Like, oh, crap. Brock's throwing. Let's go out there and throw again.
Let's get Keith in here. He wants to cook. 713-780-3776.
I said
let him cook.
It's time to cook, boys. It's time to cook. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will sign Carson Wentz and Ezekiel Elliott. Tate came out this week. Baker, Trask, they look awful. They need a Fournette replacement. Wentz and Zeke to Tampa.
Let him cook.
He did cook there, but listen.
That's cooking.
That is cooking, but it's pretty obvious they need some help. But did you see the highlights of those two throwing?
Who?
Trask.
Baker and Trask?
And Baker?
Yeah.
It was trash.
Yeah, it
forget
wasn't
Trask. It was trash.
Trask just threw. Dell used to say they were paper airplanes. He would just float them up and let people run under them. That's not really NFL football. Baker's got to be better than that.
Baker was bad.
We'll see. I'm going to cook right now. Next week will be my last week on the radio before I go to Fox Sports with Skip Bayless.
I said let him cook!
You, it's going to be...
Me and Skip and Nick Wright all in the same,
on
same
the
building.
Same
yep.
Wait, on the same
Colin
show?
Colin Coward, same building. No, not same show.
Okay.
Nick does his speaking to the
so
mic.
So you're going to take Shannon Sharpe's place for like how many, $4 or $5 million a year? What do you need? What are you going to need?
Whatever it takes.
Whatever
four or $5 million, whatever.
Whatever.
It takes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my hot take is that I'm getting the call this week.
You're going to get the call from Fox Sports.
Yes.
To take Shannon Sharpe's place.
Yes. Shannon Sharpe is gone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want out. He's out. It's Skip. Skip needs a replacement. He always talks about he likes my draft stuff. So we got that going for us.
Right.
I'll be the pro LeBron guy like I always am. He can be anti LeBron.
Oh, so you're already writing the shows?
LeBron is better than Jordan.
You're already writing shows.
LeBron is better than Jordan. I've said that for years.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
What are his other takes?
Well, actually, Aaron that's Nick's take.
Does he?
They don't need you. They already got Nick there.
But not on that show. Is Aaron Rodgers good or bad to Skip?
I
think Skip changed his mind. That's one of the things that's tough. One of them.
You never know where Skip's coming from.
Yeah, so if Aaron Rodgers, if he thinks he's good, I think he's bad.
No, he doesn't like Aaron.
Yeah,
he doesn't
like Aaron Rodgers is incredible.
Like, he talks about, like, everybody, you know, crowns Aaron Rodgers, and he's only won one Super Bowl and da da.
Aaron Rodgers is incredible, okay?
All right, I'm going to cook right here.
Okay.
I think, here's what I'm going to cook. I think Nikola Jokic is going to win the MVP of the NBA Finals.
Let him cook now.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, that would hurt.
Okay. Nobody's saying that right
okay.
now. Okay. Nobody.
Tiger Woods wins two majors this year.
Now, that's cooking. That is. Let him cook.
I said let him
now
cook.
That's cooking. Okay. No.
No one's cooking today. No. Where are you cooking? Where are all the chefs?
No,
nobody's cooking today.
No, everybody's like in awe. I think they don't want to try to compete with Gilbert on this.
No, Gilbert's the best. I have to see if Mason.
Does he want to cook? Listen, nobody's talking about Nikola Jokic right now. Nobody. Nobody's saying, hey, this guy's really good. Hey, this guy's got a chance to win the MVP. I'm out there on a limb right now.
You are out there on a limb.
I am.
We'd had somebody else. You know, the other thing is, I could start this other segment that Almighty Dalla said, I'm still waiting for my game show to take off. It's called Over, Under, or Altuve, where you guess if somebody is taller, shorter, or the same height as Jose Altuve. I actually don't mind that game show.
All right. Peter Dinklage.
Under.
Under Jose Altuve.
Yes. Lil Wayne.
Well, if your name's Lil, you got to be really short, right?
Well, his name could be Lil Jose.
His name's not Lil Jose. His name
but
is
should
Jose,
be.
Jose Altuve. I'm going to say Lil Wayne is taller, even though his name's Lil.
Well, I'd have to find. How do I find people's heights? Is there a website that just gives you heights?
What about? It just because you're
Tom Cruise.
Taller.
Over.
Over.
Yeah, I think he's over.
Just barely, but over.
Okay. Randy Velasquez, jockey.
Ooh.
His name is Randy.
Under.
That doesn't sound like a right name. Randy and then Velasquez?
Yeah, right.
How many Hispanic
guys
are named
Randy? Rosarena?
Yeah, but he's different.
He was a pain in our ass.
All right. Taller. Spud Webb or Jose Altuve? Or over or under?
I'm going to say Altuve.
I'm going to say Altuve also.
He's Altuve.
I'm going to say Altuve also. Right. Which game are we playing now? Are we cooking or are we playing over or under Altuve?
Let's get.
You can play either one.
Right. Whichever one you want to play. Let's get Mark in here. He wants to cook. Hey, Mark.
After the tremendous draft this team had and all the weapons this team has, Kenny Pickett will be a top five quarterback and lead the Steelers to the playoffs all the way to the AFC Championship.
Woo! That's cooking now.
I said
that's cooking now.
Cook!
Kenny. That is cooking.
Kenny Pickett, a top five
top
quarterback.
Top five and to the AFC Championship game?
Yeah.
No, that's cooking.
Yeah.
That's cooking. Ready? Aaron Rodgers will miss four games this year and the Jets won't make the playoffs.
Ooh, how about that? Suck on that, Ian.
I said let him cook!
The Texans will have a better record than the Jets this year.
Oh!
I said let him cook!
The Rockets.
I bet on that last year. It didn't work out.
No, but that was last year.
Yeah, right.
This is a totally different year.
Yeah.
Rockets trade into the top two.
Ooh. I said let him cook.
I can see me cooking.
Who's
with that.
You'd have to give up a lot to get to the top to get Brandon Miller. You'd have to give up quite a bit. What are you giving up, Şengün?
Into the top two.
The love of your life, Şengün?
Oh, yeah. No. Never. Okay. Never.
All right.
Never. It'd be like you trading Urquidy and Bielak in the same trade.
Exclusive furniture guy will fight Mattress Mac at the next hurricane. No.
I said.
No.
Steve. I said.
His name is Super Sam. Put some respect on his name.
He's
not exclusive furniture guy. It's Mattress Mac and Super Sam's a massive favorite.
Christian wants to cook. Hey, Christian, let's cook.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I met Brad, Jake, and Cody's moms, and yes, they all are whores.
What did he say? What did he say?
I'm not repeating that. That's ugly. You are ugly.
Oh, no. Never mind. That's terrible. Now I picked it up. Yes. I didn't have my headphones on.
No.
And I just
Christian,
heard
that's not cooking.
That's not cooking.
That's awful.
That's not cooking.
What the?
Tom Cruise, 5'7", Lil Wayne, 5'5". Yeah. So far, we're right.
We're dead on.
Dusty, send me the website. I mean, we gotta see this if we're going to play over, under, or Altuve.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to make
it. I got one.
Okay.
Selma Hayek, over, under.
Or Altuve? I'm going to say under. I think she's 5'4". Why'd you come up with Selma Hayek?
Because
why'd you put that heat in my head? Because all I can think about, have you ever seen Selma Hayek in that vampire show?
Yeah.
Where she's pouring a tequila down her leg?
Yeah. Okay.
Best scene ever.
Height. We got to see.
Oh. All right. I got,
what did you say? Over or under?
I said under.
5'2".
Yeah. I said under. She's not Altuve.
No.
Altuve's a giant amongst Latina hotties. Okay. J-Lo. Over, under Altuve.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
5'6". I'm going to go over.
I'm going to say Altuve.
J-Lo.
Pull up J-Lo. We really need to have RJ looking at these.
Yeah.
Pulling it up for us.
Yeah.
I think J-Lo is going to be. Did you find a website?
In J-Lo height? 5'5", under.
Ooh, she's under.
Under.
Okay. Well, let's pull out the triumvirate. Penelope Cruz, over, under Hyatt.
Under.
Or Altuve. I'm going to say over.
You're going to say Penelope Cruz is over? No, because she was
what
in with Tom Cruise, and he was taller than her.
Well, so what? He stands on boxes.
To Penelope Cruz, 5'6". She's Altuve.
She's Altuve.
Damn it. We've missed now in the last few.
Pena, you want to cook?
Let's go. Pena, let's cook.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, the Astros will end up trading for, what's his name out of Miami? The guy that hit the bomb on us in the World Series, Jose Soler, whatever. And we will get another pitcher because I don't see McCullers or Bradley coming back this year. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right.
That's Let him cook.
That's a cook.
That's cooking. He's cooking. Alex, cook.
Nico Collins, 7 touchdowns on the year, fellas.
Oh,
that's actually it doesn't Let sound like cook. Much, but it's a cook
a
for that for
it's
the Texans.
Lot.
That's a cook. I know it that's, doesn't sound
let
like
him
it.
Cook.
That's a bold take.
That's
a bold take. I know usually when you say somebody's going to have 7 touchdowns, it doesn't feel like a cook.
That's actually, I'll take that number
but
right
I'll
now.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take 7 today. Yeah. I'll take it today.
David Cook. David.
If and when the Denver Nuggets win against Miami 4-1, the Denver Broncos are going to be the AFC West champs.
Oh, that would be a cook now.
I said let
Denver Broncos
him
the
cook.
AFC West champs?
Oh, my
if
God,
and when the Nuggets win?
Yeah.
4-1, I think he said.
4-1.
So he double cooked kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's double cooked right there.
He's from Denver or something, I guess.
I don't know. He just wanted to make it a Denver exacta.
I guess.
He just wanted to stay inside the state.
Yeah,
now, I'm going to switch it over
to... Good luck with that Denver winning the AFC
West. All right, I'm going to switch it over to over under Altuve, Cynthia Cooper.
Over. Cynthia Cooper's over.
You sure she'll be in there? You think she's over?
Cynthia Cooper height?
All right, Kim Perot. Now, this is too deep. We're going way too deep into over under Altuve. Like 20-year-old players
Cynthia
from the
Cooper
WNBA
height.
22
5'10".
Years ago. Cynthia Cooper's that tall?
5'10". She's a basketball player,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's true.
But Kim Perot is going to be shorter.
I don't know.
For those of you that don't know who Kim Perot is, you're not alone.
No. She played on the Comets championship team.
Kim Perot.
From like 98.
5'5".
Yeah, she's under.
She was under.
She's under.
It's 8:33. We got a break. Okay, look, now everybody wants to cook. Now.
Over under Altuve and people want to cook. Well, I guess we can keep it going. We can keep the stove on.
If you guys want to keep the stove on, you're more than welcome.
We keep the stove
Let's
on
go.
For the full hour.
713-780-3776. You know what I'm talking about right now, though? I'm talking about Artisan Grange. I'm talking about Canstead and Dublin. I'm talking about 975 Dip. I'm talking about you getting out of this nasty, gross habit of yours. And oh, by the way, you still got the habit because you're still going to have the sensation between your cheek and gum. You're still going to have that. You're going to have the flavor that you're looking for. I tried it. The flavors, you can really, the citrus, the dark fired, the tobacco, all of them, all the different flavors, whatever it is. I mean, they've got, I don't know, 15, 20, whatever it is they've got. They've got a ton of different flavors for you. Whatever your favorite flavor is for your dip, well, but you're not dipping anymore. You don't have the nicotine. You don't have the tobacco. You don't have the danger of it. You've got CBD along with hemp. Guess what? It's a lot healthier, and it's not gross. She's not going to be grossed out by it. If you're trying to get out of that dip, my friends, there's one place to go. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN975.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John Zerline and Lance Zerline on ESPN 97.5 and 92 Zerline.
Wait. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quicker segment, but if you guys want to cook, you can cook all morning here on the show. It's a Let Him Cook Thursday as opposed to Wednesday because we had a shorter week. Hey, we're going to be tomorrow at T-Box, Texas. I think it's in League City, not in Kima. I think it's League City, actually, where it is. Whatever. I mean, you go to T-Box, TEEBoxTexas.com and see and get the location and come on out and see us all day long. We're going to be there, and we'll be on the golf simulators. If you've never seen it before, if you've never done it before, we're going to start at 7 a.m. Why don't you come before work? Play. It takes about 45 minutes, 50 minutes to come and play Pebble. And if you score the best, and trust me, I talked about Corey yesterday. Not a good golfer. I saw him shoot 8 under on the simulator. Not a great golfer. Okay. Not great. But he shot 8 under on the simulator, and you could win a $500 cooler, which is the best cooler I've ever seen. Period. Best cooler I've ever seen. Go to my Twitter account and see it for yourself, and you're going to go, yep, best cooler I've ever seen. It's got a wooden box, and then you open it up, and it's got the cooler in there, but it is totally, totally sweet, and it's Astros-themed. So if you're looking for a great, great gift tomorrow, a great way to win it is by coming out to T-Box, Texas. We'll be there all day. And we got other prizes and special drinks and all kinds of stuff going on all day long at T-Box. Guys still want to cook, Lance. How about this? Let's let them cook. Jeff, you ready to cook?
I got two things. You guys going to win the national championship next year. And then the Rockets are going to turn into the Celtics South. Hopefully they have a different outcome than the team of Kirby.
The Cougs are going to win the national championship.
That's a Coug.
How about Jamal Shedd is coming back?
Yep.
How about L.J. Crier is here? He's coming from
Baylor.
He was going to go into the NBA draft, and he decided he opted out, and he is going to be here as well.
Let him cook now.
I mean, I don't know that that's cooking, if you want to know the truth.
Well, let him cook!
Now, he said hopefully a different outcome than the Celtics. I'll take the Celtics outcome within the first 2 years, 3 years for sure. If the Rockets could be playing in a Western Conference finals.
Listen, if the Rockets are playing in meaningful games in March next year, I mean, then it's a huge, huge step up. I'll take that. I'll take the Rockets are playing meaningful games in March next year, Alex, for 500.
Right.
Okay? I mean, that. When was the last time the Rockets played a meaningful game?
You have to redefine meaningful if you're going to say anything inside the last.
Well,
3 years.
The last time, I mean, meaningful game could be they're just competing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, meaning. Well, no, I'm saying anything that is within the last 3 years means you're redefining what meaningful.
Yeah,
means.
Right. Exactly. Jonathan, you want to cook?
Yeah, I want to cook. Tua and Russ Wilson went full 80s movie style and did a body swap.
Huh.
Let him cook now.
Body swap. I'm trying to see what he means by that. Oh, he's just going Freaky Friday. Okay. He's just talking about Freaky Friday. That Tua last year was throwing, you know, Russ was apart. Yeah, he means Freaky
year,
Friday.
Russ was Tua. And Tua was Russ?
Yeah. Yeah, old Russ. Well, don't throwing touchdowns until obviously.
Yeah, but how about getting hurt?
Yeah, well, obviously that was not the part he was talking about.
Yeah.
Was that Dell?
Was that, that wasn't, I don't think that was.
No, Dell has been like
that. Well, Tua never sucked that Tua bad like Russ did last year.
Tua is Dell's boyfriend for life. Wait, he will defend Tua against everything.
I know. Well, it's unnatural. I think that they do have, he has feelings towards him.
Yes.
But Tua never sucked as bad as Russ did last year.
He wasn't great his first 2 years. He wasn't great.
No, but
great.
Not that bad. I mean, Russ sucked.
You mean look it up? I mean, I'll look up Tua's numbers. I think he might be surprised. I might be wrong. I might be wrong, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong. Here's what Tua, let's see, in 2021 he had 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
That Russ was a lot worse than that.
Was he? More interceptions. Tua's stats so far since he came into the league, year by year, he was career. Hold on a second. So he's looked like this. I'm just going touchdown interception. 11 to 5, 16 to 10, and then 25-8. But he was 11 and 5, so he was 27 and 15 over his
first
2 years.
To start a career? That ain't bad. Actually, the first 2 years of your go look at really, really good quarterbacks and how crappy they were the first couple of years.
Yeah, but you're talking about Hall of Famers who became
great. Right. Well, guess what? Tua was 22 and 8 last year.
He was 16 and 10. Russell last year was 16 and 11. Freaky Friday.
Ah,
Russell had
maybe
16 touchdowns last year.
Maybe. I don't know. I just saw really, really crappy.
Touchdowns, interceptions, Russell for his career, 308 to 98.
And he was 16 and 11 last
16 and 11 last year.
Get
out of his body, Tua. What is that? What is it where you got to get out? Get out. Instead of an old white man being in somebody's body, it's just Tua's in Russell's body.
Willie wants to cook. Hey, Willie.
Hey, good morning, guys. All right, so first dish. Jalen Green will have a Jason Tatum-type glow-up next season. Ooh. Under Ime Udoka.
Second dish.
Kevin, with Ime Udoka taking the ball out of Kevin Porter Jr.'s hands, Kevin Porter Jr. will be in the top 15 in the league for three-point field goal percentage. Ooh. Thank you, guys. Love you. Have a good day.
Oh, that is cooking.
I said let him cook!
That man gave you that wasn't even an appetizer. That was dinner and dessert. That might have been a pasta course and a meat course.
Top what? Three-point percentage?
He said Jason Tatum, and he'll be in the top five. Did he say in three-point percentage?
Top 15.
Or top 15. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Kevin,
for KPJ.
KPJ. KPJ.
Can I add to this dish?
Yeah, cook.
Jalen Green will be an all-star next year.
Oh! Let yourself cook. Go ahead.
I said let him cook!
That whole thing... The flames. Have you ever seen when the flames get kind of high and you're like worried that it's going to burn your meat?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened right now with Rockets talk. Wow. Where you're worried like, man, I don't know. Should I just let this keep doing this to the steak? Is there too much fat dripping into the fire source? Because there is a lot of flames here. We've got Cougars winning national championship, which you don't even think is a big cook. We've got Nico Collins with 7 touchdowns, which is huge flames. We've got All-star, Jalen Green, Jason Tatum is what we're about to see next year. Next year, he said the glow-up happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got KPJ as a top 15 three-point shooter. This is how the game works. This is how let him cook works. This is actually how the game is
exactly how it works. And we got to take a break. But you can continue to cook all morning long right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to wish my boy Chris Fisher happy birthday. Happy birthday, HRMP guy. All right. Yeah, it's his birthday today. Chris, go get drunk. Go do it.
I mean, go fire somebody. Does he have to fire them?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to fire any. No, okay. That's not what he does. Man, that's ugly.
All right, Sebastian, over under Altuve.
Your son?
My son, Sebastian.
Oh, he's starting. I know your other two are. Sebastian's going to be under.
Under 5'4".
5'4".
He got the he's slow with the with the growth spurt. But Alec was 5'3" as a freshman in high school, and he's 6'2" now.
Yeah, no, he's
so he went. And Mason might even be taller.
They're both.
Alec is actually I think about 6'1" and a half. 6'1". He put 6'3" on his driver's license, and it pisses me off because he did that just to be taller than me. And so I'm like, Alec, you can't say. He goes, guess what? Guess what I said on my. Oh, yeah? He just got his license. He goes. Guess what? And he showed me on his sheet, and he dabbed on me. He goes,
the state recognizes 6'3". Him as taller than you.
I know it does.
So guess what?
And so when I go in next time for my, which is like in 6 years or whatever, I say, could you change my height, please?
Your
I actually grew since 2000.
You guys have never, most of you have never seen Alec or Mason, his two sons, but they both are Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, they both shot up.
They both have gangly arms. And
yeah, although Mason's got a little more. Alec is more Holmgren-y.
Yeah, yeah.
Although he was working out of college.
Yeah,
he was lifting. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. He's still spindly. Mason is. Yeah, Mason went from being kind of chunky to, you know, went through puberty and he leaned down and all that.
All right.
Mason's the one who invented Let Him Cook as a segment. He goes, and he's sleeping or he would. His latest cook, he's got some of the worst takes. That's why it's Let Him Cook.
You know what's a good take? Drink tequila.
Yeah, it's a great one. As a matter of fact, Jason Steigen. I was at Sean Tier's kickoff party to be the new DA. Shout out to Sean. And I saw Jason Steigen from the neighborhood. And I was talking about Maestro Dobell. He was talking about going to Mexico. And I said, hey, I may take a trip to Tequila, Mexico to where they were Maestro Dobell. They're one of the sponsors of the show. He said, Maestro Dobell, he said, their Añejo Extra Cristalino is the best tequila I've ever had, and I've had them all. And I'm like, thank you. That's what we were doing. We were doing shots of that after our baseball team won the big championship. And he's like, with that bottle? He goes, that's too nice to be doing that. I was like, yeah, but you know, you win the chip, you got to do what you got to do. And in his words, he said, it's the finest tequila you can possibly buy. And it's true. Now, that one's going to be a little bit more expensive, but that is the baller, premium, elite, top-shelf tequila that will absolutely blow you away. If you like to ball out, you need to have one of those on your shelf. But don't do like we did and use it to celebrate a championship. Have it and sip it and take your time with it because it's amazing. And I talk about all the other tequilas, but just for this one time, I want to give the Añejo Extra Cristalino from Maestro Dobell a little shout out because it is truly incredible. Make sure that you check them out. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here now is the outrageously tanned, dark meat, white guy, and his zany Caucasian sidekick. It's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776.
No Astros talk? You want to do Astros talk today?
What? It was awful.
You were at the game and you haven't even hardly talked about it.
Because it was awful. It was the one of the worst games I can remember.
What about that eighth inning though? When they went back to back.
What exactly are we talking about here?
Remember when they scored the Astros?
Yeah, Yiner homered. I love that.
Pointed to the dugout.
Yeah. Yeah. No, hey listen, I'm hoping Yiner turns into a really, really good. It can't be harder. I mean, he gave Salazar another start, his third start of the year. He gave it Salazar. I think that it's just and Hunter Brown. I thought Yiner was his personal caddy, and look at what happened with Hunter Brown yesterday. Just blew up because Maldonado. Why was Maldonado behind the plate last night? Why was Yiner not?
Why was
Yiner not catching last night? Why was Maldonado with Hunter Brown on the mound?
Yeah, because he usually is his catcher.
Yes.
Well, he didn't play the game before. Maybe they wanted to make sure Maldonado got his reps in.
Well, no, that's a dusty thing. You know what?
Maybe they wanted to keep him
his
fresh.
His undying love for Maldonado, letting him hit with the bases loaded the other night.
Yeah, but nothing terrible happened.
Well, because he struck out. He's a double.
But he could have turned into a double play.
Thanks for that. Thanks for not hitting into a double play.
Grand slam.
That was
Thank
the
you.
Biggest. If he'd have hit into a double play, yeah, and then the grand slam, and then
yeah,
the,
that is pretty puzzling why you allowed him to hit in that spot.
I mean, he is a double play. I mean, they were like, the Twins were like, oh, sweet. Another time Maldonado's up with the bases loaded, which happens seemingly every time he's up. Every time the Astros load the bases, who's up? Oh, it's Maldonado. All right. And
it's always
double play.
I'm going to see how many at bats he has. How many at bats do you think he has with the bases loaded this year? 80?
I think it's 80.
It feels like it.
But it feels, no, it absolutely feels like it. It feels like every time they load the bases.
I would be curious. I wish I could find it super fast to see which Astros have the most at bats. I would be willing to bet that the most at bats with the bases loaded for the Astros over the last 3 years. And that can't be Maldonado. He's shared time at times. So who else would it be?
Here's his splits. Let's see. Bases loaded. I've got a right in situation. Bases loaded. Oh, wow. 5 at bats this year. 5. It seems like 30. All right. He's had 30 at bats with runners in scoring position, 57 at bats with runners on.
Well, he's 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts.
He's got runners on. He's got, in runners in scoring position, 30 at-bats. He's got 6 RBIs. Is that good or bad? He's hitting 167 with runners in scoring position.
Not great, Bob. Bases loaded last year, he had 10. He is 3 for 10, just with 1,000 OPS. Just schooled you.
God. This year,
runners on last year? I mean, I'm sorry.
This year with the bases loaded, 5 at-bats.
Scoring position, 86.
He's got 0 RBIs.
Right.
He's hitting 0 with his on base 0 with his slugging 0 and his OPS 0.
Runners in scoring position last year, 86 at bats with runners in scoring position. 86 at bats last year out of a total 344. That man had people in scoring position 25% of the time he came up, he had a chance to get an RBI.
And what was his average and his OPS with runners in scoring position?
It's none of your business.
It is. That's our business.
Fine. 198, but the OPS was 660. That's like higher than Abreu.
No. It is higher than Abreu.
He had a 407 slugging. Was it with bases loaded? Oh, yeah, that's right. 1,000 OPS. Now, runners in scoring position is also bases loaded, so that means... That meant if the bases weren't loaded, he had 14 hits and 76 at-bats. Not too great. And he did have 5 home runs with men in scoring position, so that's good.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, I think what we're saying is true. In 2021, his total at-bats, he had 373, about the same. Men in scoring, because it always feels like men are in scoring position when he's up. Bases loaded, 10. It happened 10 times. He's on pace to do it again. Have 10. And you remember now, his ABs is only 370 something. Like, it's not even 500, 600.
Mm-hmm.
Men in scoring position the year before, 85. Almost the exact same numbers in 2021 and 2022. And his numbers, okay. 153 with men in scoring position with a 611 OPS. Once again, higher than Abreu. But, yeah, he's... Wasn't great in 2021 in men in scoring position. Wasn't great in 2022.
Okay.
So far, not great in 2023.
Okay. Did we need this segment to tell us that Maldonado has not been a great hitter?
Incredibly consistent. Like, it's the same thing happens over and over and over. Was he an Astro in 2020?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah. No, he just, that's what he'd do.
Runners in scoring position, 375 with an 1137 OPS. Thank you.
In 2020?
You got to go back to 2020.
And how many at-bats?
Lamar Jackson won MVP in 2019.
How many at-bats? They only played 60 games.
He had 135 at-bats.
With runners in scoring position?
No, he had 30. It just basically, you didn't want to see him with the men on base.
32.
With bases loaded, I'm sorry, he was 1 for 2.
Thank you.
With an 11, yeah.
It only seems like he's up every time, even though...
That's a lot, though.
It is a lot. No, it's too much.
That's a lot. Just take a random... Here, I'll use Kyle Tucker. How many times do you think Kyle Tucker... So, Maldonado had 10 last year. How many times... I don't know. But how many times do you think Kyle Tucker had the bases loaded when he was up last year?
Well, he hits behind Bregman for most of the year.
He hits behind guys who can get on base.
He get on base, yeah.
So he should have a bunch.
He should have a bunch. I'm going to say 12. 12 at-bats with the bases loaded.
17.
17, okay.
17. Runners, and guess what he hit? 1441 OPS.
Really? With the bases loaded?
14. Two grand slams, 471 batting average. He's pretty salty.
We want Kyle. Who do you want up?
I'll take him. But men in scoring position, it went way down. He only had a 934 OPS.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Kyle Tucker was pretty good last year.
9 o'clock. Oh, he was great last year. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for us to talk a little bit about Billy Brown. Billy Brown, another guy who's not great at golf, if you want to know the truth, but that's okay.
Why do you always lead off with people are good or not good at golf? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, here's what it has to do with. They're working.
Plumber.
They're working a lot.
Yeah.
These people are working a lot.
Look at
they're
you.
Not spending. Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't work a lot. Okay. So that's the difference. That's the big difference between me and them is they don't, they're working. Billy Brown is making this city a better place. You know why? Because he's making it so that our plumbing is great. Our plumbing, if we have an issue whatsoever, Billy Brown comes and he takes care of it. Aqueduct Plumbing is going to be there on the site. They're going to rush there, especially if you've got a leak somewhere. Because guess what? If you've got a leak somewhere, it's a bad thing, and it can be really, really bad all the way around with your floors, with your walls, with everything else. And Billy Brown is going to get his guys there. And the best thing, he's not going to charge you just to show up.
No, and, you know, the thing with them is that you got to find a plumber you can trust. And they don't charge you. This is one of the reasons. This is one of the ways you know that they're legit. They don't charge you to come diagnose it. So you don't have that leverage against you that you have to use them because you've already paid $75 to get it analyzed. That's not what they do. They go out there. They tell you what's going on. If you want to use them, you can. You want to shop them against somebody else, feel free. We're just telling you whether it's a big job or small job, they'll tell you exactly what's going on. They fix it with transparency and with fair pricing. And that's the difference with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Make sure that you go to the website, aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.